things to cover today, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, welcome back after the election. I'd like to begin today by introducing some new and returning members of Parliament. And in order from my geographical right to the left, can I introduce the new MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, Henry Hannah. New MP for Napier, and it's great to have one another provincial centre as well as holding all our seats, Stuart Nash. The new MP for Manukau East, Jenny Salesa, who is one of our new strong voices from the Pacific community. A stranger to all of you, the new MP for a new seat of Kilston, Carmel Sepoloni. Carmel's very lucky, she's got the best parts of New York. Can I acknowledge Adrian Rulafe, the new MP for Te Tai Hau, and someone of immense experience. We look forward to joining the caucus. And we're delighted to have back our strong voice from the north, this time as the electorate MP for Te Tai Tokelau, Kelvin Davis. The presence of new colleagues, and in particular our performance in the Māori and Pacifica sectors, is a positive element of what otherwise has been a terrible result for Labour. We are all governed at the loss of a number of excellent colleagues, and we are all deeply concerned by the result of our party vote. I want to be clear that I, as leader, am responsible for that result. It was deeply disappointing to our supporters, to my caucus colleagues, and to our party. But the voters are always right. We work hard, but we are not yet seen as a credible alternative. The review of what we did right and wrong is vital, and is immediately being implemented by our party council in cooperation with the caucus. However, we cannot afford to spend months navel-gazing. We did that after the 2008 and 2011 elections, and it hasn't worked so well for us. We are still not fighting fit. We don't need months to get feedback from members of the public. Believe me, we've had quite a lot over the last 48 hours. No one here is holding back with advice. What we need to do is to get on and to fix the problems quickly. We don't have much time. Our supporters and our members deserve that. They don't like seeing us eat ourselves through the media. We must stop the leaks. We must stop the infighting. It's not good enough. Our supporters and our members deserve better. We need a leader confirmed for the caucus and the party to get on with rebuilding and getting us fighting fit for 2017. Now, that leader may or may not be me. I will have my hat in the ring, but that will be for the party to decide. We have organisational, machinery, cultural and people issues to work through. The change is for all the party to be involved with. That is why I want it to go to a full vote. If it isn't me, I will be getting in behind whoever is elected and working hard to do what needs to be done for the benefit of the party. I believe that should happen as soon as possible and before Christmas, because more of the behaviour that we're seeing at the moment is going to deeply damage the Labour Party and the Labour movement. This government is not going to wait while we decide what we are or aren't anymore. They have a majority and a swag of nasty legislation that is going to help the very people, hurt the very people that we are here to represent. We are here to represent those who voted for us, not to feel sorry for ourselves. So today, as we go to caucus, I will be asking the caucus to freely share our members' views of what went right, what went wrong. We'll have a full discussion, and we'll move forward from there in cooperation with the party for its review. I'm happy to answer all questions today. I will not be referring questions to any of my colleagues. I'm taking responsibility for the state of affairs as leader.
So when you talk about what's happening, when you talk about what's happening now, what do you mean? Do you mean that people are not showing the loyalty to you that maybe you think they should?
We had a meeting of our front bench and senior party office holders on Sunday. We agreed that we would stay out of the media pending the review and caucus discussions, and I have done that. Others have not.
If you say you take full responsibility for this, why are you not standing down as leader?
Because I believe it's in the best interests of the party to have some stability as we go into a process. I believe there should be an open process according to our constitution where the party should decide who the leader should be.
So you can trigger that process though by standing down and yes. Opening it up.
Yes, I've considered a range of options. I believe that the best thing in the interest of the party is to allow the party review and the caucus discussions to proceed without creating a hiatus.
So David Cameron, what will actually trigger the wider election? Are you effectively asking your caucus colleagues to vote you out so you can trigger it?
There are a range of mechanisms, and that's a matter for the caucus to consider.
So,
there are a range of mechanisms that will depend on the caucus.
What are the other mechanisms, though? Because basically what it seems to me is like the main mechanism is the 60% vote. Is that your...
Our constitution provides for either a confidence process or a resignation process, and that will be a matter for...
So will you resign then and trigger it?
That is not my intention.
If you can't get the 60%, would you then still stay on and put it to the party?
It would be my intention to put my hat in the ring, and I've already said that. I've also said that this is an issue that is about the whole party and the movement and the people that we represent. So if I'm not selected by the party, I would get in behind whoever is elected.
But if you were selected by the party and you didn't have 60% of your caucus behind you, what would that say as you as a leader?
We have a good constitutional process, which means that it is transparent and above board, and anybody who wants to put up and contest the process is able to do so. At the end of that process, the party would expect, and I think all our colleagues, including myself, would expect all of the contenders and their supporters to get behind whoever is chosen as leader by the proper process.
So how important is it for you to have the caucus behind you?
At the end of the process, whoever is selected leader must have the confidence of their caucus and must proceed on that basis.
But if they've voted 60%, if you can't reach the 60% target, and you carry on and get the vote of the party...
People will exercise their consciences about that for a range of reasons, including, potentially, some may exercise it with a view to seeing the matter decided and on the basis of a timely resolution, rather than as a personal statement about...
So, David Cullough...
Is it a problem that, essentially, whoever gets this job, whether it's you or someone else, you're presiding over a party that's hopelessly divided on just what the party even stands for, where it should
be? That is why it is important that we act properly within our constitution and that we do not drag this out through the media. That is why I have avoided media comment until now. That is why we will be having our discussions behind closed doors.
How are you going to decide when the confidence vote is held?
Well, that will be a matter for the caucus.
So the caucus will decide, it's not your decision.
Our constitution provides a range of mechanisms that could trigger a confidence vote.
So, David Cameron, basically what you're saying is there's two mechanisms. One is your resignation. That could trigger the wider vote.
Correct.
You're not going to do that. The other mechanism is a 60% plus one caucus vote against you, a vote of no confidence. So you're basically saying that you want a vote of no confidence from the caucus so that you can trigger the wider election?
My personal view, and I am in this context and a member of the caucus, is that uncertainty is deeply damaging to the party, that we have the advantage of a constitution which provides for an open and transparent process, that we should use that at a time that we think is appropriate,
yes.
And we must weigh up the importance of a speedy resolution with due process.
Now, can you answer my question? Because my question is this. You won't resign, will you, but you want to trigger a wider election process, so you're effectively saying you want a vote of no confidence from the caucus to trigger the wider election process.
I'm not going to go into caucus matters in advance of our caucus.
But you said you won't resign, so don't just answer the question. You won't resign, so you're effectively saying you want a vote of no confidence from the caucus to trigger the wider process.
I'm not going to get ahead of the caucus process.
No, but what do you want? I'm asking you.
I hear your question. I view this period of instability as damaging to the party. I have already said publicly that I believe we must resolve the issue of leadership as soon as possible.
Do you think you could win a confidence vote in caucus?
That is a matter for the caucus.
How quickly can you expect the vote to happen then? Because if it's a few weeks away, we're just going to see this carry on.
I believe the matter should be addressed as soon as practically possible.
What about the final result, though? I mean, isn't that dependent on actually having the formal caucus in place when the final election result comes in? Would you look at doing it before that?
Our constitution calls the caucus together immediately after the general election has been held. That is why we are meeting today, therefore we are constituted.
Would you prefer that vote to take place after the finals are counted? Because that's pretty important, isn't it?
Probably not particularly important, because it's unlikely that one vote here or there is going to make a difference to a confidence motion.
You might lose Andrew Little.
It's unlikely that it would make much difference, but that is a matter for the caucus.
David Cunliffe, do you want a primary out in the wider party, yes or no?
Yes.
Now, will you resign to trigger that, yes or no?
It is not my intention.
So that means you want to lose a no confidence vote. Do you want to lose a no confidence vote, yes or no?
That is a matter for the caucus.
Do you want to lose a no confidence vote, yes or no, personally?
I want this matter to be resolved.
Because that's the only way. Why won't you answer that question? Why don't you just say it? Because what you're doing here is you're getting in ahead of a no confidence vote. You're trying to trick people.
No, I am not.
Well, why don't you say it then? Do you want a no confidence vote or not? Why can't you actually just say it?
Paddy, I believe that the party needs to resolve these issues as soon as possible.
You're calling for a no confidence vote in yourself.
That's right.
That's right, isn't it? You're calling for a no confidence vote in yourself.
That may be the outcome, but that's not actually a matter for today's discussion. Now, let me clarify that for you. Today is the opportunity where we as a caucus have an opportunity to share our views on the election result. Today is not the day when we are expecting necessarily to have a confidence vote.
Today is the day where you've called for a no confidence vote in yourself.
That's what you are doing.
You're calling for a no confidence vote in yourself.
I have not said
that. You could have a confidence vote, couldn't you? And you may, if you can secure enough votes, you may win.
I'm not calling for a no confidence vote at this time. I'm saying that it is a matter that the party needs to address in the near future.
But is it going to happen that you set a time, go to the caucus, put that no confidence or confidence vote, maybe within the next few weeks?
The caucus's processes are for us to discuss as a caucus, and I do not want to get ahead of the caucus.
You seem to be at odds with a lot of your colleagues who have said today they want to wait till after those special votes are counted before they even consider this.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of positioning going on, and I think people can see that for what it is. Yes, there are arguments on both sides, but we must be very, very concerned about the way the party is being damaged by this speculation.
If the caucus decides on a confidence vote, the timing of which you don't like, will you then resign as leader to force your own timing?
I have not addressed my mind to that question at this time.
David Parker, are you going to stand
David Parker, do you have confidence in him as leader? I'm asking David Parker. I'm not
answering any questions until after caucus. Given the fact that, the new MPs are here, but some of your key supporters, the people who've been with you, right from the start of your leadership challenge, you need to see it. That this is the confidence vote
here
and the people who are not
here
support you.
Nice try.
It certainly looks that way.
We are here with our whips. We are here to celebrate the strengthening of our Māori caucus. For that reason, we have our Māori Affairs spokesperson with us. This is to celebrate what, as I said before, has been a bright patch on an otherwise dark
one. And in terms of the timing of when this no confidence vote may be taken, is that going to be part of the discussion in terms of setting the path? Because, as Katie said, there are a lot of different arguments about what should happen.
What people want to discuss, of course, is a matter for them, actually. What I'm saying is that I think it's appropriate to have a wide-ranging review and discussion of the election result. The purpose of today's meeting is not to have a confidence process as part of the discussion.
Well, it's kind of the elephant in the room, really, isn't it? I mean, this is the most pressing issue for Labor at the moment.
Well, people have a range of issues that they want to get off their chest, and I think that's appropriate. Some of it will pertain to leadership, no doubt, and as I've already said, I take responsibility for the election outcome. I am the leader.
Do you think the caucus and the party are entitled to know what your leadership polling was by your own party in the lead-up to the election?
There's no great difference between our internal and external published polls.
So on Sunday you said that today you were going to seek a mandate to stay on. Does it certainly sound as though you changed your mind slightly on this?
No, I don't think it does at all. I'm saying very clearly that uncertainty is not healthy for the party. I'm saying that there has been far too much comment in the media. That has to stop. I'm taking what I believe to be a proper and responsible approach to this. I'm saying that if and when there is a leadership contest, I will give the party the option of having me continue as leader. And if that is not the party's choice, I will fully support whoever is chosen.
Mr Keller, do you think you have the support of your new Māori members?
Look, I'm going to let them have the right to get used to Parliament, and I don't believe it's fair to put them on the spot, certainly not in Parliament.
What do you think it is welcome for them? It's pretty crazy.
Do you mean the party or caucus? I mean, how specific are you being when you say it's up to the party?
Our constitution has a mechanism which includes the whole party.
Why is it that you think that you can say why you think you should be re-elected as leader but every other member of caucus who might be interested in the position shouldn't be talking?
I'm abiding by an agreement which was made by our front bench and our senior office holders, which all of us should restrain ourselves from further comment, and we should all work within the proper processes, which are firstly a caucus process and secondly a sponsored review by the party hierarchy, and that is what I have done.
Others
have not, and I regret that, and that has to stop.
Is a primary in the interest of the... Is another primary in the interest of the Labor Party, and why?
Absolutely it is, because we cannot have uncertainty about the leadership, and whoever is in the leader needs the full support of the party.
So, if you're not calling a vote of no confidence today, and you're not talking about triggering the leadership, in what way are you seeking the mandate of your party today? I don't understand this.
Because we have a number of steps to go through. The first step is that we will be discussing the outcome of the election as a caucus, as is appropriate.
But you said you were going to do this today when you spoke to us. You obviously at some time in between now and then sort of changed your mind.
I do not believe that I have ever said that there would be a confidence process today.
You said you would seek the mandate of your caucus. I remember I was there.
I don't think I've ever specified today. That's an ongoing process.
Will you apologise to your caucus today, and what will you apologise for?
No, and the second part of your question is moot.
So you're not apologising for being the leader through one of the most devastating election losses?
No, and I'm taking responsibility, as is totally appropriate.
But you make no apologies for it?
No, because I know that I've done everything that I personally can to achieve the very best result of which I'm capable, which the party's been capable. I can absolutely look myself in the mirror. I've worked tirelessly. People are telling me we did okay in the debates. People are telling me that we did well on the ground. All I can say is I've done my best.
What went wrong?
Well, that's a matter that we all need to reflect carefully on. Obviously, a lot of stuff did. In my view, we have a number of issues that we need to work through. Issues of funding, issues of capability, potentially issues of strategy. And we will need to work through the data and the details to have an evidence-based approach to that. That will take a bit of time. That's what the party's review is for.
Have you got much feedback about
your... A lot of your MPs say they haven't even heard from you. Why did you not call them on Saturday night or yesterday to talk to them about this?
Well, I rang some on Saturday night. I rang some yesterday. I have been taking careful soundings, consulting a lot of MPs. I've spoken to every departing MP, and I've spoken or played telephone tag with every incoming MP and quite a lot of others, but it's actually, there aren't enough hours in the day to have decent conversations with each and every
Did you get much feedback, and what kind of feedback have you given yourself on your speech on Saturday night? What sort of feedback have you, do you think you got the tone of your speech on Saturday night right?
My objective in the speech on Saturday night was to honour the work of our loyal members and supporters, and to indicate to them that the party and its leaders still had spirit to go on. I thought that that was important on a very tough night.
So you,
most of the feedback I've had from Paddy has been positive. I know there's been a little bit of comment about whether I appeared to take sufficient responsibility. I'm trying to clarify that today and say that I do.
Do you personally, what do you personally think of your speech on Saturday night? Do you think it was quite good?
I think it was okay in the context, but I'm making clear today that I take responsibility for the outcome as the leader of the party.
Isn't that just the same problems of the caucus not wanting you as leader and party wanting you as leader and the two pitting each other against for the next 3 years?
No, I don't believe, whatever the outcome of a leadership election, that will occur. Because once a new leader or a renewed leader is elected, I know that all of our colleagues will pack in behind.
You said that last time, it didn't happen.
And it's true that we've still got some things to reflect upon.
But how's it going to change?
We did pack in behind.
Do you believe you actually had the loyalty of your entire caucus during the election campaign?
Yes, I do. I believe that everybody worked hard for a win.
You say that you honoured an agreement not to speak to the media. What do you make of the fact that some of your colleagues were so quick to talk to the media?
I personally think that is disappointing, and it's at odds with the understandings that we reached.
So your message to David Shearer?
I'm not personalising it at all, but speaking through the media on matters that are important to our party and our membership has to stop.
On Q&A in the Nation the day after the election, this is David Shearer, do you interpret his actions as being a challenge to you?
It may well be that Mr. Shearer is one of a number of contenders for the leadership process. He's entitled to put his name forward. That is one reason why we need to have an open and constitutional process.
So why is he entitled to talk? Why are you disappointed that he's been talking over the last 6 days?
Because our senior team has agreed that we should minimise comment in the media because we want to minimise any damage to the party as a whole because it creates the impression of division.
Won't a primary create an impression of division? Won't a primary within a year create an impression of division?
No, our constitution...
With the public. I'm not talking about a constitution. I'm talking about the people that vote, the public. Another primary.
Well, Paddy, let me make it really clear. We have to clear the air. A primary is the best way to do that. The alternatives aren't free.
It's effectively a caretaker senior team at the moment. What mandate does that have to gag the rest of caucus?
We are the senior team at this time, and in conjunction with our senior party office holders, our front bench has an understanding that we need to show the normal caucus discipline and productivity. And what goes on in the caucus room stays in the caucus room.
So they're not listening to you, are they? They're not listening to you. They've already breached your demands, so you've got no authority.
You then has to stop.
Now listen, so this is what I need explained, is why won't you resign to trigger the contest? Why will you, because that seems to me like that's how you take personal account. You can answer it. You've got time. Why won't you resign to trigger the contest? Why will you effectively force in that confidence vote? Why don't, if you're taking
responsibility... The feedback I've had is that both a wide range of colleagues and a very wide range of party members and supporters do not think that that is an appropriate step to take.
Well, so they think it's not appropriate for you to resign,
correct?
But you think it's appropriate to have a wider contest, so you want people to vote no confidence and you get a wider contest. Do you kind of see how that doesn't make sense? Do you,
Paddy, I have canvassed all of those issues with a wide range of people, and I have searched my conscience about it. Both are valid options in theory. We do need to clear the air, and we do need to move forward as a party. And I think the next step, whatever happens after that, is for the caucus to have its discussion.
So do you believe
that is what we are trying to do now.
When we're explaining that you are seeking a no-confidence vote. You want to be voted down in your own caucus. That's what we have to tell them, isn't it?
Those matters are for the caucus. I'm not going
to... No, they're for you. They're for you. You want to be voted down by your own caucus. Just say it. Just stop being tricky. Stop being tricky and just say it.
Nice try.
Are you electing Whip today, and who are your choices?
That's an internal matter, and we'll leave that to the caucus.
Do you believe you'll be advantaged by a fast contest?
My statement this morning, agreed, is that we all need to act in the best interests of the party. I'm being clear that I'm taking responsibility for the election outcome. I'm also being clear that I think a long process of debating this through the media is not healthy for anybody or the party.
Are you backing your current pick?
That is an internal matter.
Maybe you need some bloodletting. Maybe your party needs a fight, you know, to actually work out what it's about. And that might take a long time.
Well, we have the benefit, and it's a good thing that we do, of a constitutional process which means that any future leadership contest is conducted properly within a set of rules that maintain the interests of the party. What I'm stating is I believe that's in the best interest of the party, and I will offer myself for it, and whatever the outcome, I will loyally serve the party.
We've called it quits there, folks.
The last question.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
We had a big caucus to get to.